They say, that's what they say. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you feel like your good luck comes just a little at a time, but your bad luck comes
all at one time. Or, well, you could say it comes in a lump, but I've never heard that yet.
That's not what you said. Would you say, how would you say using once?
Once in a while.
But you say,
I say that frequently.
But you'd say your good luck comes a little at a time, but your bad luck comes
all at once.
And if he said it something more than once, then he'd say it
twice.
Would you name the months of the year?
January. Why is that important?
It's just a
phrase is how it's said. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and December.
And the days of the week?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
If you meet somebody in the early part of the day, how do you greet them?
Good morning.
And until what time would you use that kind of greeting?
Oh, until about 11 o'clock.
What do you say after that?
Well, just don't usually say anything until after 1 o'clock, and then just say good afternoon.
And then, what's the part of the day before noon call?
Morning.
And the part of the day before supper?
Afternoon.
What do you call the part of the day after you start saying good morning, that part, and before you start saying good afternoon?
Noontime.
So is it, how long is noontime last?
Oh, from about... usually from 12 to 1, that's a noon hour. But we don't say that too much. It's usually mostly people who work who say, during my lunchtime or during the noon hour. I just really don't hear that often. Just really don't.
Well, if you left somebody at 11:30 in the daytime, would you say anything to them?
No, not after about 10 o'clock. We don't say good morning.
Would you ever use a greeting with the word day in it?
Like good day? Yes. Sometimes when you leave a person, occasionally I might say good day.
But you'd never say it in a meeting?
No, uh-uh.
And what's the part of the day after supper?
Evening.
And how long does that last?
Well...
when does evening start?
About dark.
And does it go on from there?
Well, after about 6 o'clock, or 7 o'clock, I'd say night. We call it night.
Most
of the time we say night here after afternoon. It's afternoon and then it's night time.
Well, do you ever use the word evening?
Occasionally, yes, occasionally. Uh-huh.
Well, what would you say when you're saying goodbye, when you're leaving someone's house after dark?
Just usually bye or good night.
And would you ever say that when you're meeting somebody?
No, that's a farewell, good night is. A farewell, greeting, like when you're leaving someone, or, like I tell my daughter good night when we go to bed.
Well, on the farm, you start to work before daylight. So you say, we started to work before
daylight.
And, so there's another way to say it that has to do with the light coming up.
Before daytime, before the sun came up.
Alright, so...
that's usually what we would say, before the sun came up, or before daylight.
Do you have any other words you could use there?
Mm-mm.
Well, what does the sun do in the morning?
Rises.
Okay, so you say, the sun, what, it sets?
Sets.
Alright, but...
you mean rises at 6 in the morning? And then it sets in the afternoon.
So you'll say, will the sun this morning
rise?
And you say, yesterday the sun
rose.
And the sun has
risen.
And if you worked until the sun went down, you'd say, we worked until
sunset. Or the sun went down. That's usually what most would say. So the sun went down.
Okay. Well.
But don't